Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the fellowship. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God, that this will that we have will be turned over to you, Lord God, and that we would lean towards the will of God. for everything we do, everything we seek, everything we ask, that we will be your people, the sheep and the people of your hand, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name, Father, I ask that as I decrease, you would increase in me to teach your people your word. Lord, loving you is easy, Lord God, but standing up under the shadow of that love is sometimes very difficult. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, teach us to do as we believe. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in the book of Matthew. This time we're starting through the book of Matthew. We finally got there. This scripture reads, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judas and his brother. And Judas begat Phares. And Phares and Zerah of Tamar. And Phares begat Esrom. And Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Amminadab. And Amminadab begat Naasson. And Naasson begat Solomon. And Solomon begat Booz, or Boaz, of it says Rahab, or Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed, and Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and the king begat Solomon of her that had been his wife, Urias. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abia, and Abia begat Asa, and Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias, okay, and Ozias begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Achaias, and Achaias begat Ezekias, and Ezekias begat Messanias, and Messanias begat Ammon, and Ammon begat Josias, and Josias begat Jeconias, and he and his brothers, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were all brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azar, and Azar begat Sadak, and Sadak begat Achim, and Achim begat Elud, and Elud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matthan, and Matthan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, I want to stop there because I want to back up and go through this lineage, but not through all of them, but I need to just hit some points because a lot of people have this fictional picture of who Jesus is and what he was born like and how he was born to this great lineage, but that is not the truth. That's not the truth, because the truth of the matter is, he was born to every kind of individual. Every kind of individual. Every nationality on the earth is represented here. Every race upon earth is represented here. Every thing that can happen upon earth. At that time, sin was not as rampant as it is, but it still falls under one of four categories. And it's all just called sin. So, let's discuss that. The first one is Tamar. Tamar, as it says here, she was here, got pregnant. It's in verse 3, and Judas begat Phares and Zerah of Tamar. Judas is the son of Jacob, and that was her father-in-law. that was not her husband. I don't want to go into the story, but you'll find that in Genesis 38. And then Rahab was a harlot. She was a prostitute. And she is in the lineage of Jesus. Ruth was a Moabite's woman. You'll find Rahab in Joshua 2, 1, 6, 17, and 25. And you'll find the story there where she was from Jericho and she held back, she deceived the spies and she let the children of Israel go down her wall. And then Ruth was a Moabite woman who worshipped other gods but came to know Naomi and ended up marrying Boaz. And her children is a part of Jesus Christ's lineage. And then Bathsheba, that is in 2 Samuel. You will find she was the wife of Uriah. And she was a willing participant in adultery with her husband, against her husband. So you see that there was not all these innocent people who were raised up in the lineage of Jesus, but there were people who were just people on a regular, who had issues on a regular, who needed to Christ on a regular. And so represented in his lineage is all those who loved him and who turned their lives over. Even in that, you see redemption. Even in that, you see change. This message is going to be more inspirational than, informational than inspirational, because we have to set the foundation for this. So as you see, it goes all through the lineage. And then we're at 16, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And then he explains, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14. And from David until they were carried away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away to Babylon to Christ are 14 generations. So there are three sets of 14s. See? And so 14 is really a blessed number. I don't know what it means on the numerology stack, but I know it's a blessed number because Jesus had 12 disciples. He made the 13th man. Then him being man and God made 14. He was one man, but he was a man of the earth. But he was also God in man. And on the cross he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because for the first time in his life, he felt the presence of God leave him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it was, he had to go to hell by himself and pay the penalty for all men, that we can be free. It says, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, his mother Mary, espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man, was not willing to make her a public example, but minded to put her away privily. So, that would change, if you really pay attention to the lineage, that would make Jesus invalid to be called the son of David. Because Joseph was not the seed by which he came through. He came through the seed of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit planted the word of God in Mary's womb, and it gave birth. Just like when we plant the word of God in our hearts, it gives birth to something beautiful in our lives. And so, that would just eradicate him, but it doesn't. Because when you check Mary's lineage, Mary also came from the house of David. So they both came from the house of David. See? So God covered him on both sides. And then it says here in 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, is God with us. So, and then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden, and he took unto him his wife. So, they called his name Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us. I'm setting foundations here so that we can get a good understanding of really what Scripture is saying concerning the birth of Jesus. And then in 25 he says, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her first son, and he called his name Jesus. So he knew her. He had no intercourse with her until she had given birth to Jesus. And then that was the first time he had intercourse. So now you're looking at this and you're seeing Mary, a very, very special woman, blessed by God, that she was chosen by God for this task. Out of all the women that in the world, she was chosen especially to be the mother of Jesus. And then Joseph was chosen especially. Look at the character of this man. The woman he's dating and getting ready to marry, the woman that he's engaged to, all of a sudden becomes pregnant. And the law was to put her away, because she's no longer good. She's damaged good. And instead of him suffering that publicly, he went on and married her under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Highly character individual. He had a lot of character. It took a lot of character to do that. And then he did not touch her until after the baby was born. See? Man endowed with character. So let's go on into 2. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now notice they said there came wise men to the east to Jerusalem. It did not say there came 3 wise men. It could have been 20 wise men. It could have been 40 wise men. But because of the gold, the frankincense and myrrh that they carried, because of the gifts they had for Jesus, people just automatically put in their mind 3. And the Bible did not say there was 3. Nowhere in the Bible did it say there were 3. Now look. Saying, where is the king? And 2 is saying, where is the is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. Can you do something with that fan? Thank you. For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judah. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, said, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, I want you to see this. And you got to take scripture verbatim. It says in 9, and when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was, not the babe in the manger. Where the young child was. Just put that pin there. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come unto the house, not the barn, unto the house, not the manger, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because of those three gifts, they assumed that they were three wise men. But the scripture didn't say that. It just said wise men. And then the other thing is that the star came and rested over the house where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus lived. It did not come and rest over the barn where she gave birth at the manger. He was no longer the babe. He was the child. So they followed that star probably for a few years. A lot of people who really dug into this say that he was about 2 years old when they found him. He was not a babe. I don't say that because I don't have the information before me, but scripture clearly states that he was a young child and that the star stopped over a house. 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So, according to the time that he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Excuse me, of the wise men. So he slew the kids from 2 years old and down. Now at the time that they inquired, Jesus had just been born. But it took them about 2 years to find him. So you figure the young child had to be about 2 years old. If you're doing this according to scripture. See. And so, it says in 17, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weep for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go unto the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. Let me say something else. Herod was so stuck on his throneship that he could not stand for anyone else to overcome him. And so to be put in position, the idea of a king coming around was like a no-no. So, as a result of that, he killed all the 2 years old in London and all Jerusalem trying to get to Jesus. But Jesus had already fled to Egypt. Now, God will navigate us out of trouble, and God will navigate us out of great trouble if we pay attention and we listen. But you got to be on the right side of the fence in order for this to happen. He is not going to navigate you if your love is more for the sin or the sinner than it is for him. It's just not going to happen. 22. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judah in the room his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in the dream. He turned aside unto the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. Amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the fellowship. Father, I ask that you bless us, Lord God, and keep us, Lord God. Give us the strength to stand. And I just pray the sinner's prayer for everybody. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that all those that are up under the sound of my voice will give their hearts to you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, if one would say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, live in my life, be with me, in fellowship with me, Lord God, teach me thy ways. I want you to abide with me, Lord God, that I may be a seeker of truth, Lord God, and not a seeker of false things that I see, or even those things that I want. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield my life over to you, and I give it all to you. Jesus' name. And all those that agree with that and said that, you are now saved. Go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. People, get ready, because he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, because he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. From the bottom of the pit.
where the evil ones dwell. Cause they fail, what some like to refer to as hell. Never unveil the downscale of the segregated, insulated, degenerated, and investigated committee. Destroy the whole city one by one. Make it kill off each other with a knife or a gun. You having fun, but in the end you'll be judged by the Lord. Cause he gave the 10 commandments for you to follow, but you ignored. You living in sin, abomination against the ways of good. Now reading scripture, praying to God, even though you know you should. I try to keep myself together and the Lord I seek it. Trying to treat my people right, listen to everything he's speaking. No, I'm not a teacher, a preacher trying to preach. I'm just speaking on some truth into your souls I want to reach. So learn about the man upstairs, look, he ain't a stranger. And get right with him, cause if you don't, then you're in danger. Right, don't delay. Stop thinking with your worldly way. Cause once you sell out to the devil, ain't no need to pray. Cause when you die, that's where you lie. And ain't no resurrection. Burning in the lake of fire, left without no protection. Rejection is what the enemy really despises. He tell you what you wanna hear, but you know we good for lies. Rebuke the people stepping, that's your weapon and it work. It don't matter what they say, it don't matter what he learn. Watch out for your enemy, watch out for your friend. Cause trust don't get slim as we get closer to the end. So get yourself together, help your fellow brothers out. Stick together through rough weather, that's what it's all about. Your life is tearing you down and bringing sorrow. So pray tonight before you sleep, cause he might come tomorrow.
People, get ready, cause he's coming.
That's between him and you. Hit your knees and praise the one and only true savior. That's all you're seeing behind closed doors. And yet he forget you. And if you don't commit your life living in sin, then in hell is where you dwell for eternity. And then you're burning fire and the pain will never cease. Plus ain't no getting out, though you begging and yelling please. There is hope. Seven seals and the trumpets blow for peace in heaven and hell on earth. That's how the story's told. Now find your Bible, open it up and get some education. It's all there loud and clear in the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit to the angel of death. You better think about it, come upon your last breath. Repent for all your sins. Learn to change your evil ways. He coming, prepare. We live in the last days.
People, get ready, cause he's coming.